Alzheimer's advocacy is my job. It's the best job I've ever had that I don't get paid for.
Brian LeBlanc, after last month's Covenant Care Walk for Alzheimer's in Pensacola. He was one of the featured speakers and was set to do the same at an event in Niceville the next day, his ninth such event this year. LeBlanc calls it a gift to be able to share his story and possibly touch someone's life.
Either something that you say to them, if they're experiencing things, they'll go see their doctor. Or if they have a loved one or a friend or somebody that I talk to them, and they'll go back and they say, hey, you know, I heard this guy talking about Alzheimer's and he mentioned something. I noticed that you were, you know, have you ever thought about getting that checked? And if they go to their doctor, then I have done what I set out to do, is reaching that one person.
From an organizational standpoint, he started speaking to groups on behalf of the local Alzheimer's Association. He became part of the early stage advisory group for the National Alzheimer's Association. He's advocated on behalf of the National Dementia Action Alliance, and he recently accepted a nomination to the board of Dementia Alliance International.
The advocacy and educational value is pretty much immeasurable.
Leslie Johnson is executive director of Covenant Alzheimer's Care in Pensacola, and her mother battled dementia for over 10 years. She says LeBlanc, who is serving on their board, is in the unique position of being able to humanize Alzheimer's by talking about what having this disease is really like.
So many people see this as a disease of someone else. Oh, it's an older person, it's someone in a long-term care facility, it's not somebody I know, it's not somebody that could be me. And I think that's really the first step in trying to, you know, devote funding and research opportunities towards finding a cure, is making people stand up and pay attention to what is happening. The best way to do that is to make people see it as an issue that could potentially impact their lives.
Part of LeBlanc's mission is to help eliminate the stigma of dementia and Alzheimer's and to assist the people they encounter in better recognizing their symptoms. And that brings us to his affiliation with the Dementia Care and Cure Initiative statewide task force, which was formed in August of 2015. Pat Hogan, a caregiver for his wife who died 4 years ago, was among those who petitioned the Florida Department of Elder Affairs to do something. Hogan says with over 500,000 people in the state diagnosed with dementia, people like LeBlanc are well suited to help address what he calls a public health crisis.
If they're seated at the table that's making policy, making recommendations for progress from the standpoint of those actually living with the disease, and can make a much better contribution there than they could just with an occasional answering a question.
The panel meets this Thursday in Tallahassee, which in April was named the state's first dementia caring community. Hogan says their agenda will include an update on their comprehensive dementia training program that's now underway.
We're training first responders, firemen, policemen. We'll move pretty soon locally. The local group will move into the medical community, into the business community with bankers, bank tellers, all the people in the community, just to raise the awareness and become dementia friendly so that we can make life easier for people living with dementia and their caregivers.
With Brian LeBlanc's help, the Dementia Care and Cure Initiative statewide task force is working to expand the number of individuals certified as dementia friends, and their goal is to have at least 30 dementia caring communities in the state by the end of 2017. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.